Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Out of My Mind podcast. This is Keith Crosby, your host, and this is a podcast where we take a look at the world around us through a biblical worldview. That is to say, characteristically, through the lens of Scripture. And today's podcast, no surprise, is about all of the upheaval regarding the Joe Biden cover-up at the White House with regard to his senility or dementia and declining mental and apparently moral faculties. I think this is doubly important given the recent disclosure that he has an aggressive form of prostate cancer, but one that is apparently manageable by hormonal treatment. Therein lies, I believe, another cover-up. As we consider these complex matters, we're also going to consider them in the context of all these new books coming out by members of the media like Jake Tapper and others with regard to the cover-up at the White House level. Typically, when we talk about cover-ups, we talk about things that are not readily apparent to the public and that governments or corporations, or in this case, a presidential administration, seek to keep from the public view. And I guess if you've been listening to other podcasts, I'm not going to say anything that's really that new, but when you look at this cover-up, it's really no cover-up at all, is it? Let's be honest, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, whether you're a progressive or a conservative, Joe Biden's cognitive decline has been apparent since around 2017 and has grown readily apparent to the most casual observer year by year or month by month. It's hard to miss. Normally, I would provide a mashup, they're available on YouTube, of sound or video clips of Joe Biden not knowing where he is or who he's talking to or at a memorial service for a dead person, talking to the dead person, asking to call them out and speak to them as if they're still alive. I mean, you would have to be blind, deaf, and dumb not to know that this man was losing cognitive ability. Some try to argue, well, there were days where he was sharp. Well, if you've ever dealt with a loved one with dementia or Alzheimer's disease, you know they have their good days and bad days. The difference is, of course, Joe Biden is the president of the United States. He has his hands on the nuclear codes. The way he conducts himself in public reflects on the national security of our country. And when he can't remember the names of his cabinet members or some of his closest advisors or donors, as was the case, or if you ever listen to the Robert Hur interview when he doesn't even know when his son died, and he doesn't know when he was vice president of the United States, it becomes painfully obvious that this man was in decline, that there was severe mental decline. And there was severe physical decline as well. He couldn't even go upstairs. He couldn't even come downstairs after his disastrous debate with Donald Trump, which really exposed his dementia or whatever it is he's suffering from. As you watch Joe Biden lead him down the steps, he had to go down sideways like a crab with his stiff knees because he couldn't walk down the stairs like a normal man. So I say to you, where's the cover-up? Any U.S. citizen, any citizen of any other country could see this mental and physical decline. Someone quipped, it was intuitively obvious to the most casual observer. Now you heard Democrat leaders like Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or whoever say, oh no, you know, behind closed doors, you know, he's filled with energy. His aides can hardly keep up with him. And yet, he only worked from 10 to 4. He was in bed, you know, with the chickens, so to speak. And we know these things were just outright lies and untrue. It all came crashing down, of course, with his presidential debate with Donald Trump, where surprisingly Donald Trump was merciful with him, but where his mental acuity was just near gone, staring at Donald Trump and the questioners with his eyes aglaze and his mouth hanging open. And then you have this clip, which was, I think, the defining moment of the debate and which obviously demonstrated his mental decline.
Sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with dealing with everything we have to do with. Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
Are these the words of a sharp guy whose aides can barely keep up with him backstage? Are these the the words of a mind that should be handling the nuclear codes? Are these the words of a man who should be cutting diplomatic deals abroad or dealing with foreign leaders, particularly those who are hostile to us? Are these the words of a man who is in possession of his mental faculties? And if you're honest with yourself, the answer is no. Now we come, I'd like to say, to the real cover-up, and that is the cover-up provided by the mainstream media, by the press, by the television, by everybody, basically, who's part of the Democratic mouthpiece, machine, whatever you want to call it. And I'd like to zero in on Jake Tapper, because he's going to cash in on the so-called cover-up and Joe Biden's mental and cognitive decline. The irony is, he was a part of the real cover-up in the news media. The news media attacked people for even suggesting that there was a problem with Joe Biden. And here's a sample of Jake Tapper's ferocity and participation as he attacks Laura Trump for questioning Joe Biden's problems.
I think what we see on stage with Joe Biden, Jake, is very clearly a cognitive decline. Okay. That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
This is so amazing. It's so amazing to me
and try and figure out an answer.
A cognitive decline.
But when you're trying to tell me that what I was suggesting was
I think
stuttering,
that you were mocking
no
his stutter.
Idea, Joe Biden.
Yeah, I think you were mocking his stutter, and I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline.
Consider Jake Tapper's ferocious defense. They're looking at the same video clips, the same evidence, and he's trying to say that Joe Biden has a stutter. And any of us who have followed Joe Biden from the 80s until now know that he doesn't stutter. He may have had a stutter as a child, but in his adult life, you've not seen it in the political arena. But the media has to explain away his cognitive decline. Probably one of the most startling examples of the media cover-up was Morning Joe on MSNBC. Days before the debate, describing Joe Biden and his cognitive abilities as the best version of Biden ever. Listen carefully to what he says.
But comparing that guy's mental state, I've said it for years now, he's cogent. Mm-hmm. But I undersold him when I said he was cogent. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second, and I've known him for years.
Well, there you have it. The media engaged in the cover-up, not the administration. I mean, the administration certainly covered up a lot of the details of his illness and cognitive decline and disability, but their handmaiden was the news media, was the legacy media, CNN, ABC, CBS, you name it, the New York Times, Washington Post, and now they're all mad at the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party is all mad at Biden's closest advisors for covering it up. The cover-up was attempted by the legacy media, who you cannot trust. Now, these books, since they're focusing on Biden's cabinet and high Democratic officials, yeah, they may be worth reading. Try to buy them used so that nobody directly profits or benefits financially, if you can. But realize this, you can't cover up what was hidden in plain sight. For almost a decade, it's been obvious that there was something wrong with Joe Biden if you paid any attention to his career. It certainly got worse over the last 4 or 5 years, but make no mistake, that's why they kept him in his basement in his first campaign against Donald Trump, but ultimately without COVID to protect him, it sooner or later he was foolish enough and arrogant enough to debate Donald Trump. And whether or not you felt like Trump crushed him in the debate or not, Biden certainly delivered the fatal blows to his political career and legacy. The next topic I'd like to touch on briefly is this new disclosure after the release of the Her tapes. If you listen to the Her tapes where they interview Joe Biden and there's more evidence, he doesn't know when he was vice president, he doesn't know when his son died, all that kind of business. With the release of those tapes, now comes the release of news that Joe Biden has an aggressive form of prostate cancer, and I believe it's in stage 4, but it responds to hormonal treatments. The timing is suspect of the release of this medical news. We should certainly pray for President Biden, former President Biden. We should certainly pray for his family. But as so many people are pointing out right now, this type of cancer in the 21st century American medical culture should never get this far with the average person, let alone the President of the United States, who has access to the best medical care in the world. For this cancer to have metastasized into his bones, to have nodules on his prostate, this cancer has had to been there for 5 to 10 years. And for them to know that it responds to hormonal treatments means that this cancer has been subjected to hormonal treatments at least for a month or so, which suggests that he probably knew he had cancer or his doctors detected it. I mean, people like you and I have PSA tests, when we get blood tests, we have an annual test, we have access to decent medical care, but he has access to Walter Reed Medical, and he has access to the best doctors in the world. And the timing of this suggests that they were covering this up all along. And I know that sounds ungenerous or unkind, but these are the facts. What you're dealing with is a dishonest administration, a dishonest man, and sooner or later, these things catch up with you, whether it's mental decline, cognitive decline, whether it's some of the disastrous policies like an open border, whatever it is. And that's what's happening now. It's a shame. It's a crying shame. His family, his closest supporters, his inner circle could have protected this poor man. This is nothing more or nothing less than elder abuse. And now he has this stage 4 cancer, which probably could have been prevented. And you wonder why all this, you know, there's no way he could have sustained a second term. Perhaps, as some speculate, he was going to get elected and then he was to resign and Kamala Harris would become president without being elected, kind of like the way she received the nomination without running through any primaries. And what you see here is corruption at its core. With or without the cancer revelation, all of this shows a very corrupt man, a very corrupt political party, interested only in power, a very corrupt institution, the media. And what we know is you can't trust the media. And it's this distrust of media that has brought about this creation of alternative media sources. You only brought on yourselves, your lack of credibility, what you deserved. And Jake Tapper trying to reinvent himself and the media trying to reinvent itself is just ludicrous. And what you have here really is a violation of one of the first commandments, right? You shall not bear false witness. And they have borne false witness consistently. And Joe Biden has borne false witness consistently. And God is not mocked. And I'm afraid the chickens have come home to roost. And I hope that nobody lets the media off the hook. Well, I think I've said enough for now. This is Keith Crosby with the Out of My Mind podcast. Thank you for listening today. If you like us, let the podcast platform that you're listening to know. Give us a 5-star rating. Share us on Facebook, Instagram, whatever you want to do. Share the podcast with other people. We'd like to get the word out. In the meantime, this is Keith Crosby signing off. Thank you for listening. May God bless you and God keep you.